This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The White House wants $50 billion to help U.S. airlines stay alive and another $150 billion to other distressed industries. Now, this isn't money no questions asked. The government could take an ownership stake in the firms that get bailed out. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Such a plan would give big publicly traded companies billions to keep the lights on and keep workers on the payroll. In exchange, the government would get stock ownership. The bank and automaker bailouts in the financial crisis worked the same way. As the economy recovers, the government sells off its stock and
the financial rescue bailout doesn't end up costing the U.S. taxpayer any money.
Austin Goolsbee chaired President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. He says taking equity could give the government leverage over how bailout money is used.
Imposing employment agreements that they can't take the money, fire all the workers.
Or use it to pay big dividends to shareholders. Michael Gratz at Columbia Law School says government equity investment is a bad idea.
I don't think most large businesses are cash constrained.
Gratz says government loans for companies most at risk would be the better way to go. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.